That was a moment from the Brahms Piano Sonata No. 3, the fourth movement there, Nelson Frere at the piano. And today on our program, we're celebrating one of Canada's most brilliant young pianists, Tony Sikyun, the gold medalist of the very first China International Music Competition. A rising star already conquering the great halls of the world, critics have called him a poet of the keyboard. And you'll have a chance to see some of that artistry yourself this Sunday, November 23rd at 3 p.m. He makes his Royal Conservatory debut at Kerner Hall with a staggering, a mountainous program. Welcome, Tony. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Great to be here. And we're so excited to host you very, very soon. How do you feel making your Kerner Hall debut in just a few short days?
I mean, it's very special. And for anybody making their debut at Kerner Hall, it's special. But for me, it's all the more special because I was born in Toronto. So I'm basically, making my debut a couple blocks away from my home.
Ah, welcome back home.
Thank you, which doesn't happen often. So I have all my family and friends going. So it's going to be great.
Terrific. Your family, your friends, the New Classical FM, we're all cheering for you.
Thank you.
And you're bringing a monumental program that spans, over 300 years. Angels, demons in there, water, memory.
Exactly.
Pure romantic thunder. I love it.
Everything's in there.
Everything's in there, yeah. Well, let's start with that big Bach Busoni, the arrangement of the famous Chacon, true Everest of the repertoire. Why did you decide to start with a kind of big, massive architectural sweep?
Well, first of all, it's one of my most favorite pieces growing up. I mean, I've been listening to it because my sister played the violin, but not anymore. She used to play violin. And so I was very much exposed to all the violin rep. And I just thought it's really cool to be able to do something on the violin, on the piano. The transcription, I love so much. I mean, it's the piece itself, it's so huge. As you said, it's like the Everest of piano repertoire.
Yeah, and all those octaves, that sweeping power. It's quite a challenge for pianists because there's that balance between the reverence to the original violin score.
Exactly.
And that reinventing of the work, making it very grand orchestral by Busoni.
Exactly. Just staying faithful to the violin sound, to Bach himself. But at the same time, making this a very deeply romantic piano piece.
Right. Well, that'll be a thrilling way to set the mood for the rest of the program here.
Exactly.
Now, here's what I don't see too often on piano recital programs, and that's Schumann's Ghost Variations, one of his final works, kind of like the angels singing to Schumann there. What does it feel like playing that one?
In the very beginning of playing this, so the piece has one theme, so the theme, and then five variations. And so when you first play the theme, which is, four lines, but it's so heartwarming. It's like you're kind of back home by the fireplace. But you know that this was the last piece Schumann ever wrote before he was admitted into the hospital, or as they call it, mental asylum. And it's just, apparently the theme came to Schumann. This is according to Schumann himself, that the angels sung this to him and he heard it in his sleep.
Yeah.
And it's just hauntingly beautiful. As the variations progress, it becomes, the dissonances begin to come, and all of these like tension in the music is all coming out. And so by the end of the piece, it's like washing the blood away. I mean, it's quite the journey, even though it's not the longest of pieces. It's 12, 13 minutes, but it's packed with a lot of emotions.
A lot, yeah. Kind of like a private farewell of the composer. Yeah, very fragile.
Yeah, exactly. It's quite intimate, actually.
Right. Great. And well, then, wow. It's almost like a one-movement opera, that Dante Sonata. Heaven, hell, virtuosity.
Exactly. And then we take the tour in hell.
Right. Exactly. Plunge is right to hell with that tritone. Terrific. A very athletic piece. What do you do to stay in shape, to keep that endurance? I mean, besides obviously practicing hours every day.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny how you mentioned the stamina, because I just played Rock 3, which is all about stamina. And so is this Dante Sonata. I think it's just the pianist has to make sure that he or she doesn't give away all of the energy too much in the beginning, so that you become tired at the end. It's just planning out, I guess.
But physical and spiritual extremes, you're giving a lot from yourself. All those color changes, paradise, the inferno. Well, okay, let's head to the second part. Wow, I'm still catching my breath here, and we're already in part two. The big Brahms Piano Sonata number 3, five movements, almost like a symphony in disguise. And you're beginning the program with a little bit of a whisper after the storm. That's Berio, Luciano Berio, the Wasser Klavier. What's your why that one? That's an interesting choice.
So I heard this piece for the first time when my mentor recorded it. Yannick Nézet again, when he recorded it on Deutsche Grammophon, it's the first time I heard it.
Oh yeah.
And I just thought it's very interesting. And I remember we talked about how I wanted back then to start the Brahms on the program as the first piece of the second half. But he said something very interesting. So I said I wanted to have silence before Brahms, the big sonata. But he suggested that it's better to create silence with sound rather than just silence itself. And so Wasser Klavier is, you know, the name water piano. It's very watery. So it's very flowy. It's the complete opposite of Brahms.
Tiny whispering. And he marks it lontano, so something far away, like remembering a distant memory.
Yeah. And then you have the beginning of the Brahms, which is like literally like standing at the bottom of Mount Everest, because the way it begins is so huge. And one of those pieces that if you don't pay 120% attention to it all the time, the piece just eats you.
Oh, I like it. It'll eat you up. That's great. Well, you sound like you are in fantastic shape. We can't wait to hear all these marvelous piano colors coming to life at your recital. I've been speaking with Tony Seeky Yoon, rising star of the piano world, but he has been under the baton of Yannick Nézet again for his Carnegie Hall debut back in 2024, and now gracing all those major stages with the major orchestras. So you can hear him live coming up this Sunday. That is at the Royal Conservatory Kerner Hall series at 3 p.m. November 23rd. Any closing thoughts, Tony, on what else is happening in your life there?
Well, I just came back actually from Montreal. I played the Prokofiev Third Piano Concerto, so I'm so you know, excited from that.
Oh, another athletic one.
Yeah, very athletic. And yeah, I mean, just making my debuts around the world. I just made my Wigmore Hall debut, which is exciting. And after Toronto, I go to Italy for some more concerts.
Oh, a little Mediterranean sunshine.
Exactly.
Tony, we'll be following you. Good luck. Wish you an unforgettable event for you and your listeners. Sunday, November 23rd, 3 p.m. Get your tickets at rcmusic.com. All right. You have a great afternoon. Happy practicing.
Thank you. It's good talking to you. Bye.